Time now to share a few of your comments. Jason Brust of South Bend, Indiana writes, I found it oddly appropriate that your story about Hunter Thompson's death was followed by a story about drug-related violence in Mexico. Your obituary mentioned Thompson's drug use, what one of your reporters referred to as his unique lifestyle. While this lifestyle may make for amusing writing, those who glorify it should remember that the main victims of this behavior are not the drug users, but the millions who live in fear of drug-related violence. Several of you were unhappy with our interview about President Bush's nominee for Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte. Steve Inskeep spoke with Gary Schmidt of the conservative think tank The Project for the New American Century. Brother Philip Frankowitz of the Western Priory in Western Vermont writes that we should have spent more time talking about Negroponte's years as a diplomat in Honduras and his role in the Iran-Contra scandal in the 1980s. The listener adds, there was no mention of the fact that Negroponte refused to report to Congress the gross violations of human rights by the Honduran military because to do so would jeopardize Honduras's cooperation with the U.S.-directed Contra war. Given Negroponte's history, it would have seemed obvious that a dissenting or questioning voice be included. And finally, these corrections. When we spoke with reporter Jackie Northam about the abuse of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan, she said that some of the perpetrators had been court-martialed, others had received judicial punishment. She meant to say non-judicial punishment, which includes a variety of measures such as reducing rank or docking pay. And finally, what's a few million years between friends? In a story about dinosaur exhibits, our reporter referred to a Tyrannosaurus rex spending its life, quote, on the Jurassic Range. We had a little too much Spielberg on the brain, say some listeners. Ahem, writes Mark Lovelace of Little Rock, Arkansas. T-Rex stalked the Cretaceous plain, not the Jurassic. The Cretaceous period followed the Jurassic period, by the way. It started about 140 million years ago, give or take. Thanks, as always, for your comments. When you write, please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. The address, morning@npr.org.